Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for a little fair or foul. You know what that music means. If I'm about to read a story and you guys are going to tell me whether or not it's fair or foul. Sound good? By the way, we told you it's a wild sports night. Meanwhile, right when we were getting ready to get excited about the Stars pulling within a goal. And again, we're still within striking distance. Connor McDavid did what Connor McDavid does. And just okey-dokes our boy Casey DeSmith. 4-2 with, 3 minutes left to go in the second period. So we'll keep you posted on that. In the NBA, the Knicks fighting for their playoff lives with a 17-point lead over the Indiana Pacers and bringing it back home once again. Your Dallas Wings are up 82-79 over the Chicago Sky. 5 minutes and 13 seconds left to go in that matchup. We will keep you posted on that, as well as your Dallas Wings are looking for their second win of the season, Dylan.
Looking for win number two.
That's what I'm talking about. And it's looking like it could very well happen. Although, Chicago just scored. So again, 82-81, just under 5 minutes left to go in the fourth quarter. Are you a gummy guy? You like gummies?
I got a bag with me right now.
There you go. I'm not going to ask what's in them. Have you ever heard of Haribo?
I know what Haribo is, yes.
Okay. So, the Haribo's got some problems, depending upon... Are you a gummy guy? You ever heard of Haribo gummies?
Of course, I've seen the movie.
Okay. This cola-flavored candy might have more fizz than you're expecting. Haribo is investigating how one of its popular gummy products apparently became tainted with cannabis... after several people reportedly fell ill in the Netherlands. Haribo has issued a nationwide recall in the European Union as a result. Customers who were enjoying the Haribo Happy Cola Fizz gummies, including multiple members of a single family, said they felt dizziness after eating the sweets, according to the Netherlands Food and Consumer Product Safety Authority. Say that 10 times fast. Quote, samples were taken and cannabis was found in them, the agency told the Dutch outlet Hart van Nederland. Okay. Well, first of all, weed's legal in the Netherlands, right? So, I mean, are we all surprised that would be the case? Quote, do not eat the sweets, the outlet warned. So far, only a single batch of candy in the Netherlands is suspected of contamination, not supplies in the U.S. or elsewhere. I think you might be able to still get them here in Texas. Haribo said it was working with police to investigate the contamination, with the NVWA finding at least 3 packs tainted with weed. Haribo said it was recalling its entire stock in the Netherlands as a precaution, removing all bags with a best before date of January 2026 from the shelves. Fair or foul? Haribo issuing a major recall after popular gummies were found to be tainted with the Oski Woski Peasky Weesky.
Imagine if you were that person that got that lucky.
Well, family. A whole family got faded off this bag of gummies.
You got like a 6-year-old?
Well, I mean, look.
As long as they were of age, it seems like a good thing. You got a limited edition of Haribo gummy bears that are laced with marijuana.
Laced with the Oski Woski. I'm not a big gummy guy, tainted or not.
I love the gummies. The sour ones.
Yeah.
The worms, sour worms.
Okay.
Got me through a lot of tough times. Really? I've even gone through the octopuses.
Would you argue that's a comfort food for you?
Mm-mm.
Or a comfort candy?
It's a road trip candy. Okay. It's a road trip staple.
Okay.
Is the blue bag or the purple bag.
Is it like a bitter flavor or what is it?
It's just a gummy bear with sour. I don't know.
The sour. Sweet. Okay.
Sour. I don't even really think about it. I just kind of eat them.
Just eat it.
I'm not really doing the flavor profile of the gummy bear. I'm just kind of like in the mouth. Chomp.
Fair enough. Fair foul. The Haribo.
It's so
recalling
funny, man.
The tainted. Recalling.
You're tainted.
Fair foul. Fair. Tainted gummies.
It's fair to recall them. We're not eating. Tainted gummies.
Our boy Dylon is the voice of reason here on this program.
I mean,
without
we
question.
Got kids here. We don't.
We do. That, you know what? That's true. And I forgot that these.
If it weren't for the kids, and if people knew, I guess you know.
I don't even know what Haribo is,
dude. What are you talking?
What?
Look it up. Yes, you do. It's the gold packaging.
The gold bag. The gold bear on the.
I'm not.
You never watch on a gas station? You close your eyes in every snack section ever at a gas station?
I don't buy gummy bears.
I didn't
man.
Say you did, but you've never even had your eyes.
You've never even went to the candy section.
You don't even know what the brand Haribo is. I understand you've never eaten it.
I do not.
It's like me saying I don't know what Lay's is.
I am today years old finding out about Haribo.
Look it up, though. Like, type it in your Google and see if that packaging is ever you've ever come across. Like, oh, yeah, maybe I didn't know that was what Haribo was.
No, Haribo gummy bears, first thing that pops up.
Never even seen that packaging in your life.
Not really. No. I mean, it's not jumping off the page to me.
So you've never seen the movie?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I have, but I don't know that I paid that close of attention to the Haribo gold bears. That's what they're called?
Yeah.
Gold bears. Okay. Real quick, have you guys seen the Brett Favre?
I just don't believe that your brain would not allow you. I feel like I'm the one that would make sense to me, but you've been around a long time. You've walked this earth a while. I mean, they were building fires. We were discovering the internet.
Building fires. They've been building fires since you've been alive too.
They were just
put that out there.
They were making the wheel.
Real quick,
typewriters
going to the moon.
Going to the moon, but
they went to the moon before I came on.
Oh wow!
Before I was born,
for real?
And we haven't been back since. So
I thought you were one of the people they were considering to send up there.
Yeah,
infant.
I was the first infant in space. That's
but
correct.
Somehow you have not even heard of the brand Haribo.
I mean, why? Why I don't eat gummy bears?
I hear you on that, but it's just one of those just like brands that you just know. I don't drive a Subaru, but I know what the Subaru logo is.
Comparing a Subaru and a Haribo, night and day. Plus, you got a whole demographic of people that drive Subarus. So.
What's that supposed to mean?
There's
a whole demographic of people that eat gummy bears.
Okay, well, maybe they eat gummy bears in their Subarus.
I don't like where you're trying to go with this.
You ever thought about that?
We don't segregate.
I'm not segregating anybody.
There's a whole demographic of people.
There
All
is.
I just said was Subaru.
There is. That's what I've heard.
Is there demographics for every car brand?
There might be certain ones more so than others, yes.
I would say Ford isn't. A lot of people drive a Ford.
I'd say Nissan.
Nissan?
Definitely falls in that category.
Wow. I feel like Fred is like...
Tiptoeing.
Tiptoeing.
Painting a picture in your mind. That's it.
Are you doing it like Picasso?
That's right. Look, if I get candy, I'm getting peanut M&Ms.
There you go.
Or a Mr. Goodbar.
So old.
That's it.
Peanut butter M&Ms, but I'll allow peanut.
No, peanut M&Ms are elite.
Peanut butters.
It's whatever. But no, I was going to ask you, have you seen, I know you're a Netflix guy. Have either one of you seen the Brett Favre Netflix special yet?
No.
I have not.
If you know the story, you're not missing a whole lot. Have you seen the Tylenol murders?
I did see it on my Netflix, dude, and I watched the trailer.
It's so boring.
And you, see, know what, I'm glad you know what? You know what? The worst is watching a documentary that's not good.
Here's the thing. Okay, let me rephrase. It's not boring per se. Like, it's worth having on in the background. You know what makes it worth watching? Now, look, we're not making light of anybody that died because of the Tylenol murders back in 1982. But the dude that they accused of it, this guy named James Lewis, he makes the documentary. Because you're basically saying to yourself, do we think this guy is the reason, he's the culprit behind the Tylenol murders?
Documentaries are so hit or miss.
Absolutely.
They're either you learn so much about a topic that you either already were interested in,
or you checked out 10 minutes in.
Or it's the worst thing and you just don't care, and it's just boring narration.
I'm out.
It's very hit or miss. Action movie, you know, it can be bad at the beginning and pick itself up. Comedy.
Don't be too slow getting into the action, though.
No, for sure.
Don't be too slow getting into the action.
Like, a documentary is like, If it's not good, it's not good. There's no really other way to go around. And it's very few. It's like, oh, this one scene made up for a whole documentary, or it's like a real life documentary. It's just somebody narrating what went on. Either the story is interesting and the people telling the story interesting are good or not.
See, that's the key, right? Is when you get that one character that's just a goofball, or you're like, okay,
they got a lot of screen time.
This dude killed somebody. this guy is literally a murderer walking the earth. That's what you get out of the Tylenol murders. And it's one of the things where it's kind of, I'll say this, it's worth watching just for the simple fact that everybody in this room, I'm guessing, has taken Tylenol or has Tylenol at their house.
Yeah.
And so and what's crazy about what, I'll tell you what makes it worth watching it, because you kind of sit there and you watch it, and it's something you guys never experienced, the 80s. And so you're sitting there thinking to yourself, like, wow. This is what it was like back in the day when there was no internet. There was no, I mean, the way they
were like back in the day, like that wasn't your whole life without internet.
Okay. The internet came in the 90s, dude. Okay. But here's what I'm saying.
Geezer.
Think about it. They had to knock on doors to tell people don't take Tylenol. They had cops driving around with bullhorns saying don't take Tylenol.
Can you give us a reenactment?
Don't take Tylenol. It'll kill you. Don't take Tylenol. It'll kill you. Stars down 4-2. By the way, don't take Tylenol if you drink too much tonight after the Stars loss.
After the Prohibition.
You've got till September 1st to buy all the THCA before we arrest you for that, too.
We'll see you at the saloon later.
What was I saying? Oh, yeah, that's right. Don't take the Tylenol. That's what I was that's what I meant to say.
Is our cop also
Is that a Subaru up there? All right, I'm out of here.
I think our cop is flipping on TAC. Our cop is a little loose with his words. I need him to be a little more locked in.
It's crazy. That's exactly what it is. All right, coming up next, let's take a trip around the National Football League. What did Russell Wilson have to say about George Pickens? We'll hear that more next. Don't go anywhere. It's Fan After Dark.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Dianaroga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.